Marguerite Kimball, Robert Brown, the interviewer. And the purpose of the interview is to get some idea of your life and your career, particularly your many years at the Cranbrook Academy of Art in Michigan. You were born, 1906, I believe, wasn't it?
Yep.
In
Clinton, Massachusetts.
Clinton, Massachusetts. Were your family, had they been there long? Was this a...
No, we were there a short while. Mm-hmm. We were in Clinton because my father was on the railroad, the railroad that ran from Worcester to Portland. And we stayed there. And then we were only there for 2 years because my mother had three children, and the third one was born in Nashua, so that meant that...
Nashua, New Hampshire.
We went to Nashua, New Hampshire, and my brother was born there, so that's... We were there a short while. We lived in Nashua through... when my father died in 25, we moved to Cambridge because we didn't have a pass on the railroad any longer.
When you lived in Nashua, you had your most of your schooling there then.
Yes.
What was Nashua like as a place? Do you remember?
Well, pretty much the way it is today.
It was an old New England...
No, it was
town.
A mill town.
A mill town. Yeah.
Mill town. Mm-hmm. But as I said, my father ran the railroad through there. He was the first one to run an engine 60 miles an hour through the center of Nashua.
Wow.
But I went through the first year of high school there. I went to a private school, the Sacred Heart School, and then I had rheumatic fever when first year of high school, and I couldn't go back. I'd have to repeat, and they wanted me to take the classical course, and I didn't want the classical course, and they wouldn't let me take the commercial course. So then I went to Boston.
Why did they want you to take the classical course?
Well, you couldn't talk to the principal. It was a little bit difficult, and he was difficult with my sister too. And he didn't like, well, I shouldn't mention it, but he didn't like people that came from this Catholic private school. He didn't. But anyway, I had to repeat the first year. But then I went to Boston and went to Branton Stratton's. Mm-hmm. So that I graduated from Branton Stratton in 1926. And I would have graduated from high school in 26, but it was the equivalent, because we had law and we had math and we had all kinds of subjects. It was a wonderful school at the time. And so I felt I got a very, very good education that way. And we commuted every day until my father died, and then you couldn't.
You graduated a little later than you would have normally because of your having had rheumatic fever, right?
No,
right.
No,
you
I grad.
20 years old in 1926.
Well,
about the right then.
No, 20 years old. In 26. Well, I graduated in 26. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And then went right to work because we had to. We moved to Cambridge.
You moved to Cambridge.
And we had to put pennies together, you know.
Yeah.
And in 29, the Depression came, and it was real difficult. My mother was the milliner at the Harvard Bazaar, Central Square.
What was that, a store, the Harvard Bazaar?
It was
Bazaar?
A very, very good store, a very fine department store there, but it isn't there now. But we didn't care for Central Square too much, so she went to Harvard Square and started this, what was like a repair shop for fixing things, because all these people here, they had clothes, but they had no money. And it turned into the Modiste shop. And then they couldn't find parking at Harvard Square, so she bought this house
here in Mount Auburn Street.
On Mount Auburn Street, because my sister had migraine headaches. She graduated from Emerson College of Oratory. But she couldn't teach because of the migraine headaches. So she went in business with my mother. She was very good in design. She went to different schools to study design, but they said, no, you know more, we could put you teaching design. She was very good.